It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. University of Illinois trustees are expected next week to consider cutting some of the nearly 100 doctoral programs offered at the Urbana campus. A committee has been reviewing the programs for a year and put together a list of programs recommended for closure. Trustees are scheduled to consider the list at their regular quarterly meeting on Wednesday. Catholics United is asking Peoria Bishop Daniel Janke to refrain from using the pulpits of his diocese for partisan messages. Illinois Public Radio's Tanya Kuntz reports.
Bishop Janke is ordering the priest in the Peoria Diocese to read a letter he wrote during all Mass services this weekend. The letter says the federal mandates to fund contraception are a threat to religious liberty, and they grossly intrude on deeply held Catholic moral convictions. Bishop Janke also tells people to vote their faith. James Salt is with Washington, D.C.-based Catholics United. He says the letter smacks of telling people how to vote, and that's not legal within IRS guidelines.
The bishop makes not only factually inaccurate claims, but it uses a very heated language to really attack the president and members of the Democratic Senate, all for opposing the Bishop Janke's desire to withhold contraception from employees of Catholic hospitals and universities.
But Bishop Janke likely doesn't see it that way. Earlier this year, he explained it this way.
I have never, and it's not my role, told people how to vote. There are Catholic Democrats, Catholic Republicans, Catholic Independents. It's not my role as a shepherd, but it is my role to help form consciences.
Request for comment from the diocese were not returned for this report. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
Two Champaign area legislators are speaking out about restrictions on those who try to vote during Illinois' grace period registration. Democrats Mike Frericks and Naomi Jacobson both say they've spoken with Champaign County voters who had to receive an application to vote by mail when coming to Republican County Clerk Gordy Holton's office in order to register. The issue was raised last week by Democratic County Clerk candidate Charlie Smythe. Both Senator Frericks and Representative Jacobson say they will work next spring to close loopholes in legislation that's created problems for some voters in the county. Frericks says these obstacles shouldn't stop someone from casting a ballot.
I applaud efforts to stop voter fraud, but if suppressing voter fraud means that for the very few examples out there, there will be scores, hundreds of people turned away, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Holton says he simply wants to treat every registered voter equally, but says he would love to work with Frericks and Jacobson to improve the grace period voting law. Holton says he'd like to be able to let those people vote on the spot and then quarantine grace period ballots, like his office does with provisional ballots, until they are determined to be valid. Much of the focus leading up to Tuesday's election has been on executive and legislative races, but Illinois ballots will also have plenty of candidates vying for positions in the third branch of government. Illinois Public Radio's Amanda Vinicky has more.
Judges have to run for election to get and keep a spot on the bench in Illinois. The Illinois State Bar Association would rather judges be selected by a panel of experts.
Certainly there are many cases where there are judicial elections that just because of the system that we have, it's practically impossible for people to be well-informed.
The association's president, John Thies.
That's why we've been so supportive of merit selection. But in the meantime, we want to do as much as we can to get the word out about the views of our members as to the particular candidates.
The State Bar Association is one of several groups that evaluate judicial candidates based on their experience and qualifications. The organizations encourage voters to look over the rankings and even bring them with when they go to cast a ballot. It's rare for a sitting judge to lose his or her seat. 60% of voters have to say yes for the judge to be retained. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A super PAC is again pumping in money to support Tea Party-backed U.S. Representative Joe Walsh a week after saying it would redirect its resources to other races. The Republican from Chicago's northern suburbs has struggled against his well-financed Democratic opponent, Iraq War veteran Tammy Duckworth. It's one of the most closely watched and volatile U.S. House campaigns in Illinois. The Now or Never super PAC said last week that it believed Walsh was well on his way to victory, allowing it to put its money elsewhere. But the Chicago Sun-Times reports today the Missouri-based Political Action Committee has decided to put another $1 million behind Walsh's campaign. Its spokesman Tyler Harbor says Duckworth is trying to paint Congressman Walsh as a man he is not. The director of the Illinois Board of Higher Education announced he was stepping down yesterday evening. As Brian Mackey reports, he's been in the job for less than 2 years.
George Reed came to the IBHE in December 2010. He'd been a top official at a similar agency in Maryland. Less than 2 years later, Reed says he's resigning for personal reasons. A statement from the board says he wants to reduce his travel and spend more time with his family. Reed's taking a new job with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. The board says Reed led discussion on reducing the amount of time it takes to earn a degree in Illinois and helped implement a new law that increases state funding for universities that meet certain goals. Reed had previously been president of Kentucky State University. The IBHE statement did not address how Reed will be replaced. I'm Brian Mackey.
Catlin School District Superintendent says the announcement that his district did not make adequate yearly progress under No Child Left Behind shows there's room for improvement. But Unit 5 Superintendent Gary Lewis says the way schools are assessed under AYP is also flawed. Lewis says there's too much reliance on standardized testing, which he believes unfairly reflects progress in the classroom.
It just keeps ramping up and we keep trying. A school like ours, one or two kids makes a huge difference just because of the numbers. And then we're, you know, in 2 years, we're switching tests again.
82% of Illinois school districts, including those in Decatur, Urbana, and Champaign, failed to meet AYP under No Child Left Behind. Champaign Superintendent Judy Wiegand says the federal policy doesn't take into account academic growth, and she says her school district is working to assess growth over time. Meanwhile, the state superintendent expects this will be the last year Illinois is under No Child Left Behind. Dry conditions continue to ease in Illinois. The U.S. Drought Monitor's weekly update says no Illinois land is in the two worst drought categories, but about 15% is considered to be in severe drought. That land is in northwest and west central Illinois. And finally, the man who provided the soundtrack of St. Louis Cardinals baseball and St. Louis Blues hockey for decades has died. The Cardinals today announced the death of Ernie Hayes, a St. Louis native who spent 40 seasons as the ballpark organist. Hayes was also the organist for the NHL's Blues, college sports teams, and for professional soccer in St. Louis. He is best known for his work at both the Old and New Busch Stadium and at the Old St. Louis Arena. He began his sports music career when the Cardinals installed an organ at Busch in 1971. His version of Here Comes the King, a Budweiser beer advertising jingle, soon became a staple at every game. Hayes retired from the Cardinals in 2010. He died last night. The cause of death was not announced. Ernie Hayes was 77 years old. You can find more news at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.